Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Now, you talked a good game as long as things were going well. I'm a child of God. God's going to watch out for me. God's going to take care of me. And God is saying, really? He's feeling good. You really believe that? Do you really believe I'm going to take care? Yes, I do. I'm God's child. God's going to watch me. God's going to do. Oh, and God is saying, yes. And here comes the little devil. Excuse me. You got a minute, God? God said, yes. What do you want, boo? And the devil says, that one right there that's been saying they're your child and you're going to watch out for them. I'd like to test them. God says, go right ahead. Go right ahead. Because they said I'm their father and they're my child. They said it. And here comes stuff happening. And all of a sudden, the devil don't hit you. He don't hit you physically. He hits your mind. And he says, now imagine yourself in the street. Imagine your car being repossessed. Imagine you lost your job. Just imagine. Then your body responds with stress, anxiety. That's why when you get prayer for the symptoms that you have, they don't go away because the symptoms are caused by your imagination. Now, there's a plus and a minus involved here. They tell women to do that breast exam, right, to look for the possibility of a lump. All right. Now, you should do that. You should. And that's the plus. The negative is, if you feel a lump, right away your imagination goes to, oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's cancerous. So your imagination gets the better of you. So then here's what happens. You make yourself subject to the capricious desires of the medical field because you are depending upon them to tell you it's all right. Now, that's a minus. You can't depend upon them to tell you that it's minus, that it's negative. You can hope they tell you it's negative, but you have to depend on God. So even if it's positive, your faith don't shake. I know what I'm talking about. When you are hit with something, that doesn't mean God has given up on you. Don't imagine the worst. Don't start calling the family together. Well, I'm going to give you my dishes, and I'm going to give you the, and you can have my husband, and you can have my wife, and I'm not going to, No. When you get your diagnosis, start planning a trip to Disney World. And then ask God, say, Lord, what type of treatment do you want me to have? He's doing the healing. He just might use a different car. Ask him. Don't be scared. Say, God, how do you want to handle this? By your stripes, I'm healed. So how do you want the healing to take place? See, you imagine all healings have to come, you know, supernaturally by the laying on of hands. But some healings come supernaturally outside. The Bible says when Hezekiah was told to set his house in order because he was going to die, Isaiah went back in and told Hezekiah what God said. And then Hezekiah started praying. Isaiah left. And as Hezekiah was praying and reminding God of his faithfulness, God grabbed a hold of Isaiah while he was in the courtyard and said, go back and tell him I'm adding 16 years to his life. But he still had the cancerous melanoma, which is very deadly, without cure. And God told Isaiah, he said, make a poultice of figs. That means you get a canvas cloth, you take the figs and you pulverize them, you put some olive oil in it, and you put it on that cancerous melanoma. Years later, decades later, centuries later, millennia later, they discover through medical science that there is a component in figs that kills cancer cells. But God knew it. My God, I need somebody to see something. Because everything you need to cure you comes out the ground. Why? Because you came out the ground. God told him to get figs. He could have spoke a word and healed him, but he healed him with what he provided. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, they knew the connection between us and the ground. Take that mud and put it on a cut. Take that tobacco and wrap it around a cut. Take that potato skin and put it on a splinter. Lord have mercy. Later on, we just became so medicine conscious that we can't even see the natural. When I used to have congestion in my chest, my daddy would give me lime juice and honey. Mix it together and say, drink this. I drink that stuff. It loosened that mess up in there. Hallelujah. Should have gave me some rum, but I was too young. That white rum loosened everything. That'll loose your body from your spirit. He said, every high thing that exalts itself. Now listen, if you think, say think. If you think that God wants you to lose, that's how you're going to respond. You're going to get all full of anxiety because you think God wants you to lose. You think God wants you to get thrown out. You think God wants you to get fired. You think God wants you to lose your house. You think God wants you to lose your car. You think God wants you to lose your life. So you're going to start acting that way. Because you think, that's what you think of God. But if you think, Jeremiah 29, I'm at the place right now when bad stuff happens. I said, but God, you let it happen? I bought this little sign that I put up on the wall of my office. It says, if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. So I've just decided that whatever God lets come my way, praise God, I'm going to get stronger in this bad boy because God has not designated me to go down. This is strengthening me. This is helping me. This is bringing me to a new level. This is bringing me into the supernatural where I can see stuff happening before it happens. Ow! I'm going to tell you something God told me to do. I haven't done it yet, but I'm sharing it with you because I'm being disobedient and I need prayer. And three times he took me by the place to do it, and I just said, nope, I'm not going to do it now because I don't know how the people are going to receive it. They already think I'm nuts, but I don't want to continue to foster that thought. He said, I want you to go, and I want you to get a flower pot, and I want you to get one that they can see through. Put some dirt in it, and then I want you to get a seed. He told me to buy a pack of seeds. He said, take a seed out, and on a Sunday morning, plant that seed in front of everybody, and put it back there. And I'm seeing this whole thing unfold before me in the spirit. He said, then when that seed starts growing, he said, here's what you tell the people. He said, that seed you put into that ground was faith. Now, he showed me this before. I remember once I put some grass seed down in the ground. I had, you know, taken a hoe and backed up, beat up the ground, and I put some grass seed down. And the grass began to grow, and I saw one little patch of grass that grew, and it pushed the dirt out the way. The dirt was laying on top of the grass. But the grass kept pushing. It pushed the dirt out the way. Because it said, you are not going to keep me from my destiny. Now here comes the devil throwing dirt over top of your seed and messing with your imagination. And rather than push through, see, that's why Jesus taught in parables to give you object lessons. He said, unless your faith is as a grain, not the size of, he said, as a grain of mustard seed. I saw this down here where the old path mark used to be. If you take that road around back, if you go to the market and then you take that road to go around back to go to CLC, and then when you pass that road, there's a fence up there. And if you go down that road and look at that fence, you'll see places where the tree branches grew through the fence. They cut the tree down, but they couldn't get those branches out because they grew through the fence. Now, what they did, hallelujah, they put that fence up near the growth line. They thought they were putting it up along the tree line. But the tree line and the growth line are different. They put that fence where the trees visibly stopped the tree line. But they didn't allow for new growth. And when new growth came, they saw the fence. They did not change. They went through the fence. Now the devil puts up obstacles along your church line. He messes with you along your church line. That's your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts. But he can't put it along your spirit line. Because your spirit line comes from God. And God says, whatever the devil throws, we're going to grow through it. We're going to push through it. I'm taking you to victory in spite of the negative. I'm taking you to healing in spite of the devil. I'm taking you to deliverance in spite of the situation. God wants me to win.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.